CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter. A knowledgeable law enforcement source tells the Associated Press it is unlikely the Justice Department will retry John Edwards, whose campaign finance fraud trial ended in a mistrial today.
Thank goodness we live in a country that has the kind of system that we have. And I think those jurors were an exemplar for what juries are supposed to do.
Edwards said he did nothing illegal but a lot wrong. CBS's Manuel Gallegos.
Before the case went to trial, Edwards said he was looking forward to telling his side of the story. But in the end, he decided not to testify in his own defense.
In fact, Edwards' defense team took less than 3 days to present its case. Attorney Abby Lowell chose not to call Hunter or Edwards' daughter. Instead, he stayed focused on federal campaign law. He argued the secret donations were personal gifts that were not used on the campaign, but to hide the affair from Edwards' wife.
CBS News Update, I'm Pam Coulter.
And for more about today's events at the Edwards trial, we go live to NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams. Great to have you, as always, Pete.
Bob and Dimitri, my pleasure.
Looks as though Edwards was smart to have refused offers, which he got, of a plea deal, huh?
Absolutely. I think their strategy is certainly vindicated by this. You know, it's only an acquittal on one count, but anything other than a conviction is always good for the defense.
This prosecution has been controversial from the start. You had former members of the Federal Election Commission saying the case should not have been brought. Was this bungled from the beginning? Should it have even gone to trial?
Well, they were honest. I mean, I think it was a good faith effort on the part of the government. It was a very controversial prosecution from the beginning because of the fact that you had two former FEC chairmen saying they've never seen the law applied this way. This theory that people's contributions or the money that they gave Edwards was intended to influence the election. And I think equally controversial was an instruction from the judge who said that it would be enough for the jurors to find that one of the purposes for the donors, the two wealthy donors here who gave money, that one of their purposes was influencing an election, when what the law says is the purpose is influencing the election. So a controversy all along, conservatives and liberal experts alike saying they thought this was not the right case to bring, but for whatever reason, the jury decided not to convict.
This was a really difficult one, apparently, for the jury.
Yes, and I think for several reasons. One is the jury had to sort of draw this chain of connections. They had to decide what was the donor's purpose. What were Fred Barron and Buddy Mellon, the two people who gave money to John Edwards in 2007 and 2008, what was their purpose? Did they act illegally? And then second, did John Edwards realize or know or think that it was illegal to accept this money and then fail to report it? And by the way, we sometimes overlook the fact that the reason the government said that this is illegal is because the contributions exceeded the federal limit for how much money you can give to a candidate in a federal campaign. So the other thing, though, that the jury had to decide was, what was John Edwards' intent? What was in his head? And that's always a difficult question for a jury.
Does this add any mud to the water in the overall campaign finance picture, taking it away from Edwards and just talking about contributions and what's right and what's wrong?
No, I don't think so, because, the whole landscape of campaign finance has changed so much since this case was brought. Remember, the government said at the time this case was filed that they had to send a message to candidates that they had to be transparent about where money comes from in a campaign, and you can't have money coming in under the radar, and that fouls the system. Well, you know, in terms of muddying the water, we're playing in a much bigger ocean now, because since the John Edwards case, we've had court decisions that have allowed the creation of these super PACs in which people can give unlimited amounts of money. And the problem here was the government said they gave over the limit. Well, you can give an unlimited amount of money to a super PAC now. So the landscape has just completely changed. And by the way, that was one of the arguments that people have used to say, you know, if there was a mistrial, the government shouldn't seek a retrial. Now, just before we started talking, CBS in the update said that the AP is reporting that knowledgeable sources say the government won't seek to retrial the case. And those same knowledgeable sources were telling me that same thing this afternoon. I think it's very unlikely, although the decision hasn't been made, and they'll have to look at this very thoroughly. I think it's very unlikely the government will seek to try him again on the counts on which the jury was deadlocked.
Pete, thanks. Great to hear from you.
My pleasure.
That's NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams.